This morning to welcome Jane Seymour and James Keats once again to our program. It's so good to see you both.
You too.
Last time you were with us, we talked about the books, and now they're reality.
I know, it's so exciting.
Tell us about this one and that one, though. This one and that one, Chris and John were actually named that before they were born, right?
Yes, when I was pregnant and the doctor was referring in the ultrasound to, you know, A and B, he would still say, this one's bigger than that one, or that one seems to be want to get born before this one. And when they were born, everyone said, well, this one has more hair than that one, and that one moves faster than this one. And nowadays,
you
we say,
this one, I'll get that
yes,
one.
Yes, yes. You know, this one went this way and that one went the other way.
Well, it's a good thing there's two of you, too, to split with this one and that one.
Yes. Absolutely.
And the books, we have a mommy cat and a daddy cat and two little baby cats. But y'all are telling me that this is really your life.
We have Big Jim Cat, and
that would
Lady
be Jane.
Jane, who's the kitty cat actress. You know, she does kitty cat commercials. And then we have, of course, all the teenagers. KK Cool Cat, Jenny Clever Cat, Sean Surfer Cat, and then, of course, this one and that one. And that's based on John and Chris.
Now, Splat,
yeah,
one of the two books that you have here, sounds like something that would be a whole lot of fun. Is this a family story? Has this happened
really
in real life?
Yeah, it really is. All these stories are based on incidents that have happened in our house, and they're inspired by the kids.
Well, let's hear a little bit of this one. Y'all
okay,
will take roles.
I'll tell you very quickly. Splat was because I paint, and, of course, this is a story about what Daddy does when he tries, Big Jim does, to help Lady Jane out. He takes care of the kittens, and he has this crazy idea to let them paint with Mommy's paint. So, we can't think of anything to paint, Dad, said that one.
Well, why not paint a car, said Big Jim.
Paint a car, said that one, amazed.
Okay, then. Why not paint the garden? Paint
the garden, said this one, astonished.
You guys are hard to please, said Big Jim sleepily. Why not paint me, Dad sighed. Yeah, paint me, and then you can show Mom when she gets back. And make it colorful, but no paint on you, and no paint on you, and no paint on the floor, said Big Jim as he closed his eyes.
And as you can imagine, of course, they took him quite literally, and they painted Big Jim every color of the rainbow, and there was no paint on them or the floor. And, of course, Lady Jane, you know, throws all her shopping up in the air. So that's it.
But he looks beautiful. They did a very good job.
Oh, magnificent.
Jane is a painter.
Yeah, it's the title, The Tale of the Colorful Cat.